Blog Talk Radio.
Love you like a brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat cash, I beat a rubber band. Be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Cheater, you are the joke. If I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith.
You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We are the hottest internet show on the planet. I want to let everybody know, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you, new listeners, everybody that's tuned in out there in radio land. We are on air Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen to us several different ways. You can log on to NikkiRichShow.com or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow and you can listen to us 24/7. You can listen to all the episodes as well as going to iTunes and search the podcast that says The Nikki Rich Show. And if you search that podcast, you will see that we have all our episodes. It's over 150, and you can listen there as well. And also, we are on two different networks, College Underground Radio. So we're getting it in tonight. We are getting it in on two different networks. And we have a special co-host with us tonight. We have Tamara Chapman. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We're glad to have you.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here. It feels good to be in the building. What's going on?
Nothing much. We're excited about tonight. We have Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson, as well as Justin Ball, and he is with G-Class TV. So it's going to be hot. It's all about entertainment tonight. So we're so looking forward. Let everybody know who Tamara Chapman is.
Well, of course, you and I go way back. We went to college together and, you know, worked on some projects together. And, you know, we've become the best of friends. Me as an individual, I'm a communication specialist. I've been working in the industry for about 5 years now. And it's been a great time. I love communications. I love development. I mean, I've worked on numerous platforms ranging from nonprofit to also print media with the Charlotte Business Journal, Charlotte representing, Charlotte representing for sure. And like currently right now, I'm just working on some freelance projects, and I'm also doing some advocating for the sexual trauma services. And this has been a great opportunity for me. Like I said, communications is my passion, and counseling has become my second passion. And working with these victims has been wonderful.
That's awesome what you are doing, and I commend you for everything you're doing in the community, because that is what counts. And we're here on the Nikki Rich Show, a positive platform, helping others, you know, and reaching so many people out there, and in different kind of ways, you know, we're teaching, educating on all levels through music, through, you know, encouragement, lifting. It's all kind of levels, and I'm just excited about the Nikki Rich Show and having you on tonight.
You know it, and I'm glad to be here. Like you said, you're educating folks, but you're also mentoring. I've listened to you several nights, and some of the young indie artists that came in, I mean, you're mentoring them, and they're leaving the show with a memorable experience, and I think that's important.
Yes, it is. And I want to let everybody also know a little bit about me, Nikki Rich. I am the CEO of the Nikki Rich Show. We started April the 5th of 2011, and ever since then, we have been booming. We are now a featured show that is one of the best of Blog Talk Radio, and that just currently happened this week, so we're excited that Blog Talk recognizes what we're doing and how we're moving and growing within this year. I want to let everybody know I'm from South Carolina, but I currently reside in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm working on my second year of PhD at the University of Phoenix in business administration. I have a master's in business administration and a BS in criminal justice. I have worked as a volunteer youth advisor and have taught school fifth grade and kindergarten for 7 years. And it's so many things that I've been on the radio for 20 years and a little bit of TV experience. I host several events like the North Carolina Music Summit with Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, along with Making the Right Moves Conference. All this took place in 2011. And also, I was the guest speaker of Charlotte's Rotary Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we've just been moving and moving and moving. And we're just so glad to be here today and to motivate those and, you know, inspire those that are listening and give them that voice of hope and strength, because that's what we're here for. And we're constantly striving to maintain that positive attitude on the Nikki Rich Show as well as anywhere else. But we do have fun now.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and listen to our shows. Oh, we have fun. We have had some people come through. But we're so blessed to have the different guests we've had: Rodney Perry, Master P, Lazy Bone, Dragon.
Trick Daddy.
Yes, and we've had Trey Haley of Tri-Destin Studios in the film industry. So many more. And we got next week, we got the cast from The Wire, so I'm looking forward to that. So y'all got to keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show. We get it in. Oh, and 112, Darren, the Ron Jones from 112. That was awesome when he came through. So, yeah, we're getting it in, I tell you. It's the hottest show on the planet. And don't sleep on the Nikki Rich Show. We steady building. We're just moving forward, and we're blessed to be here right now at this very moment. We're going to go, and we're going to go to a little bit more music, and we're going to go to this Usher, Let It Burn.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now.
Me to say this, it's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really want to work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change it. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby, but there's so many other things. By myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? All my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I know I made a mistake, now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do with all my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 10, 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning to you. Break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. Cause one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Look up the 403 Mob,
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
I'ma be the one you love.
Hey,
I'ma be the one you love.
Hey,
your heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control.
I'ma be the one you love.
Hey, I'ma be the one you love.
Hey, your heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control.
I just seen the baddest girl I ever did see. She had pretty brown. About 5'3", and I kinda looked away when she smiled at me. Yeah, that girl got the best of me. Damn, she the finest dragon a thousand, make me wanna change my ways. Body of a goddess, damn, I wanna ride it all night, every day. Yeah, say my name, baby, wear it out. I love you long time, like some Chinese carry out. You should be my girl, I think you the finest. I should be your man, you know I'm the flyest. Yeah. We look so good together. Let's take right now and make it last forever, baby. Yeah.
I'ma be the one you love.
Hey,
I'ma be the one you love.
Hey,
your heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control. Heart's out of control.
Be the one you love.
Perfect combination, little good, little bad. You a sexy little mama, Dolce and Gabbana. Gotta put in work if I'ma get in those pajamas. You should be careful, cause when we get to that part, you just might fall in love. Like, yeah. My heart's out of control. And I'ma be like, yeah, baby girl, I told you so. You should be my girl, I think you define it.
All right, welcome back. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and we're getting it in tonight. We have a special co-host with us tonight. We have Tamara Chapman. How's it going, Tamara?
It's going good. Just great to be in the building.
Oh, yes. And we have our special guest for tonight. She's ready to go. She is in the building. We have Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson. I want to let everybody know a little bit about her. And she was nominated for an Emmy Award. I mean, when I tell you I got a chance to just really check out Miss Michelle, she has been doing big things. She got an Emmy Award for a documentary she directed while in Guatemala. She didn't get it right then, called Struggling Souls in Guatemala, but she turned around and got an award for her cinematography, Bullets in the Hood, a Bed-Stuy story. And we want to learn a little bit more about Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson, and we would like to welcome her to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Michelle. How are you doing tonight?
I'm lovely. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Good. And we are live with Miss Tamara Chapman as well.
Hi, Tamara. How are you?
Great. Honored to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.
It is such an honor. Yes, we're excited. We're excited to learn about Miss Michelle. Let everybody know, Miss Michelle, where are you from? And where you currently reside?
My daughter's listening on the interview as well. You can hear her in the background. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, but right now I'm living in Atlanta. I just recently moved a couple of months ago.
You had a trophy. That's
your trophy. They can't keep the trophy, baby.
Hey,
where
are you?
Yes.
So I'm in Atlanta right now. I've been here for about 6 months or so.
Well, how do you like Atlanta? I know it's two total different worlds. How do you like it there?
I love Atlanta. It's peaceful, yeah. I mean, it's more space. And I have a daughter, so it's a different environment. It's a better environment for her. So I love it.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you, and we know you are Emmy Award-winning. Let us know, what was it like making history on getting that award?
What was it like? It was shocking.
What was the feeling that you got when you got the award?
I didn't even want to go in the first place because I didn't think that we would win. But I did go to the awards. And when my name was called, I just sat there because I was so shocked. And they was like, go on stage. And they had to pull me on stage because I was scared. I didn't have a speech prepared because it was a whole different experience for me. But it was shocking for it.
And we know that you, at the beginning, you were nominated previously, too. And I know when you got, you it's like you kept working until you finally got that award. And to me in itself, that's amazing. That shows how hard you were working to even, you know, get that award. So, I mean, that's an achievement in itself to be nominated and then turn around and actually get the award. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'm hoping that next project I'm working on will get an Emmy nomination as well.
It will. I believe it will. Now, I know while you're in the film industry, what even got you started? How did you get started in that area in cinematography?
In cinematography, how did I get started? I started in middle school, actually. I worked on a project with a company called Downtown Community Television where we created PSAs for 9/11. And we worked with DCTV, and I stuck with the company. I did an internship for them afterwards, and they later on hired me when I was about 16 or 17 to do youth projects.
And so that's since then, you just been going ever since then, and we know some of your documentaries have been honored at the most prestigious film festivals, both Tribeca and Sundance, and it's been screened all over the world, Europe, Asia, Africa.
A lot of people don't know that I have a documentary right now called Struggling. You hear my daughter in the background. One of my documentaries is actually being screened in Africa and Korea right now. It's called Struggling Souls. It was a documentary I produced while I was in Guatemala about 3 years ago. So that film is still circling around.
Okay.
I haven't been to the documentary is being screened there.
Wow, I was wondering, you know, when you mention a documentary, some people don't know what all entails, what comes along with producing a documentary. I mean, the Emmy Award winning is wonderful, but can you tell people about kind of like, you know, maybe some of the trials and tribulations you had to encounter? Because, you know, a lot of people see the fame, but they don't know the work that's behind it.
I would say it's more so of a learning experience because you're gathering facts, you're gathering information from different resources and different individuals to get your story across. But I don't think it's a difficult process. It's more so of a learning process.
Okay. But, like, while learning the process, was there anything that kind of, you know, made you stronger, maybe kind of you know, just kind of catered, like, to your work, just kind of put a spin on your style, just kind of made you strong, gave you more of a perspective. Was there anything that came along your path like that?
Anything that owned style?
Well, because I know you've worked with issues of poverty and alcoholism. Like, can you tell us, like, a little bit more about that? Like, just maybe just some things that you have seen that, you know, maybe some of us wouldn't know about.
Things you wouldn't have seen that I've seen.
Awesome. Yeah.
As far as Bullets in the Hood, Bullets in the Hood is a documentary about a young man who was shot by a cop in New York City, and my friend Terrence directed the story, and basically it wasn't an intentional project. His friend was shot, and the next day we were called to go follow the story. So basically I had a camera in his face the day after he witnessed his friend being murdered. So that was really difficult. And that documentary allowed me to create my own style. I create non-traditional documentaries where you're not just, the story isn't just someone speaking into the camera, sitting down. I'm following individuals throughout their daily lives. So it's a non-traditional style of documentary. It's more informal.
Okay.
Because
wow.
That situation, yeah. But I don't
okay.
know as far as trials and tribulations. That was really difficult because the parent of the young man who was shot, Timothy, I had to hold the camera in front of her face while she's crying and sobbing at the funeral. I had guns pointed at my camera and I. So that was crazy, but
wow.
I'm so immune to different situations like that that other people would have a hard time dealing with a situation like that, but I'm immune to it because of the environment I grew up in.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I know that is hard to do. That is very hard. I don't think I could do that, but you know, that's your drive, that's your passion. That's how passionate you are. But I mean, I know I couldn't do that. What kind of response, you know, in the beginning and now did you get from or have you been receiving since you put out that documentary?
That documentary has always received a great response. I created a media program for New York City Public Schools using that documentary where teachers teach different curriculums based on that documentary. So it's always received a great response. But it's a lot of politics behind that documentary. Because
we know you're working on some new projects right now. Let everybody know what you have going on right now.
Right now, I'm finishing up a documentary I did called Burn. It was about a young lady who was arrested for putting her child in the oven. And I'm also working on a documentary called Brooklyn Boy, where I'm talking about the different struggles that artists go through in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Struggles that we
now is see. That going to be is that going to be the one that is the reality show?
Oh no,
the Brooklyn Boy.
Over the summer, I did a reality show. That was something different. It was a reality show that I did for 5 Millionaires in New York City. But that's
well, we
Brooklyn
know
Boys
the Brooklyn Boys is features Big Daddy Kane, Mano, Push Montana, Joell Ortiz, and so many more. That's That's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's hot. That was a passion project for me. It was something I really wanted to do. I've been working on it for about a year now. So it's
wow.
going to be great. It's expected to be in Sundance 2013, and it's going to make a lot of upcoming directors really upset.
Oh, yes. And it'll be released the summer of 2012, so y'all got to be on the lookout for that. I mean, it's some heavy hitters. Big Daddy Kane, everybody, I used to love some Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah,
Dana, I mean, Pink Montana, all of them are heavy hitters right there in one movie, one film.
Yeah.
That's going to be hot.
It took me a year just to get an interview with Big Daddy Kane. So I'm really excited about that project.
I know you've worked with several different artists, Push Montana, Winklok, and also CTE Young Jeezy. I mean, how is it working with those guys?
I've never worked with Young Jeezy, but I work with Push Montana and Winklok, and Winklok. So I guess a lot of is a buzz in the air with his. I mean, he has a relationship with Young Jeezy, so I guess they were affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
But Winklok possibly is working with Young Jeezy.
Okay. So what is it like working with those guys?
What is it like working with Push Montana and Winklok?
Yes.
They're like family,
okay.
But they are family. They are family.
Okay.
I call them my brothers. And I love working with them. Those are my brothers.
Okay.
Can you
now,
hear my daughter
any actors? Is there any actors or actresses that you would like to have in any upcoming films that you'll be working on, say, in the near future? Anybody you would like to work with?
I just wrote a script, and hopefully I can work with an actor, Julito from The Wire. I wrote a script.
Who did you say?
Julito from The Wire.
What's his name?
Julito?
Okay.
He was in The Wire.
I was asking because we got the cast coming on Monday and next Friday. So we got Trey Chaney from The Wire coming on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple of the cast members coming on next week. So we're looking forward to that. So it's going to be pretty hard.
There's people on your show.
Ma'am?
You've been having good people on your show.
Oh, yes. Look who's here tonight. We have Michelle. Yeah, we bring the hottest artists, hottest filmmakers, hottest actors, everybody. I mean, we have the hottest guests, and we're glad to have you tonight.
Thank you.
We're so excited
you.
That you came on.
Tasani, I'm not on stage.
So let everybody know, do you have a Facebook or Twitter or any way that we can contact you in case they want to get in contact or you can give out any information, you know, they can link up that way as well?
I have a Facebook, but I don't use it. You can follow me at Michelle's Film on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's my contact information, Michelle's Film.
So follow at
yes,
Michelle is Film. Everybody that's tuned in right now, we're on two different networks. We're on College Underground Radio and the Nikki Rich Show right now. We're getting it in. Michelle Watson. Emmy Award winner, Michelle Watson. All right. Well, is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about Michelle, or any last words you would like to say to everybody?
Thank you for having me, and I want to remind you guys to stay tuned for my upcoming film, Brooklyn Boy, dropping June 2013.
Okay.
And to follow me on Twitter, Michelle is Film. Chill out, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter sent my co-stars. She wants you guys to follow my co-stars. I guess you're talking about Push Montana and Wink Loke.
No.
Oh. Follow the co-stars, guys. We will be doing that. Well, we thank you so much, Michelle, and we hope to have you back again and, you know, not make this your last time. And we thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we always say we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
Sonny.
All right. You are just listening to Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson. Oh, man, it's such an honor for us to be able to talk to her. It's just such an honor. Right now, we're going to get back into the show, and we're going to go to a quick commercial. So y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Look up the 403 Mob.
Okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
Shorty straight, been chasing her for 2 days. First 48, a bad bitch calls. She worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels, a newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes, she got too much pride. Her feet are killing her, I call it suicide. Looking good, has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice, FaceTime, give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime, shorty in the street, still handle the home. Enough class for wine, still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone, and she handle the tone. You a sub girl, ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl, you be killing them. Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. So you got a ball harder than the ball players. All she wanna know is they're mauling. Can't fault her, the last nigga slaughter. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm, cost four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrow or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution. You a sub girl, ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now, hop out of caskets. They should arrest you, or whoever dress you. Ain't gon' stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them, girl. You be killing them, you be killing them.
had to let you know.
You be killing them, you be killing them, girl, you be killing them.
All the ladies,
all the ladies, you be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl, you be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes, in a fitted cap and some Timbos, in a pair of flats, well-trimmed toes, camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
All right, you're just listening to Keisha Cole's Heaven Sent. That's it, yes. Right now, we're going to go to J Styles Breathe. Y'all keep it locked. It's Nikki Rich and a special co-host, Tamara Chapman. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
keep thinking that you don't ever wanna love again. You say no more, more. I'm sure you think you'd be different when you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dirt in your baby bed. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Nikki Rich. We are live on this Thursday. It's Throwdown Thursdays, that is. And you know what? We got a DJ Unique mix. So y'all keep it locked. It's that time. So we're going to play this DJ Unique mix. Tamara, are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Let's get it in.
Yes, we got this mix. It's the Beyonce and Styles P. So y'all just stay tuned.
Cause tonight, tonight, that I give you everything. Music knocking, knocking, knock, knock, knocking, knocking till the morning light. Cause we like to party.
We like to party. Smoke lit, liquor drunk, rhyming with a diamond.
attitude. Got game, get you some. Marvin on B song. Child, you my destiny. Yeah. We can get it on, but let's do it before the tree's gone. Bobbing in the bucket with some ice in it. I said we could use the ice to put some spice in it. Just do it like night, all night
just
in it.
Do it.
And we like the party, so I'm nice in it. Nice.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest show on the internet. For those who are just tuned in, I'm going to give you a little bit about the Nikki Rich Show. We play music of all genres. We have a variety of different people that come on, such as music executives, artist developers, as well as radio hosts, songwriters, producers, managers, and so on. That has a They share their background and knowledge and experience in the entertainment industry, and a variety of people from a variety of vast background. And we want to let everybody know that the Nikki Rich Show platform is to give everyone an opportunity to be heard and have their music displayed, you know, projects as well as anything they got going on, without commercial radio red tape, because it's very important, you know. And we feature independent artists. That's what our main thing is about, our independent artists. We just bring on our mainstream artists for that connection, that motivation, that drive. And, you know, we just like to build that relationship between the independent artists and the mainstream artists. They all artists, in, you know, overall, but we like to build that relationship. Our artists Our audience includes vocalists, producers, film productions, athletes, authors, and so much more. And it's an open forum, guys. You know, we're on the radio educating and providing an opportunity for you to share everything you got going on and share the business amongst everybody about the common errors that are made in the industry today. And that's what we're doing. We're educating. And we're just glad that you're tuned in here so we can, you know, give you all the tools that you need in order to be successful, because it's very important that you get the tools that you need in order to be successful. And again, as I say all the time, we are a positive show. So you won't get the drama here if you're looking for it. And we're glad to have Tamara Chapman with us tonight. We got one more guest, Tamara. I know you're looking forward to that.
Oh, you know I am. You know I am. And I like what you said. Like you said, there's no hate on this show. It's about building and building together and collaboration. And, you know, that's what the Nikki Rich Show represents. And, you know, you really put that down. And I think many artists and others truly appreciate that.
Yes, yes, yes. And I would like to let everybody know, thank Megan the Man, the Millennium, Deborah Cox, as well as Chalk Mommy, and all the guests that's in the chat room, because they're going in. Thank you for listening, and everybody just tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show right now. You know, our first guest was Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson, and we were so glad to talk to her. Our second half of the show will be GClassTV.com, none other than Justin Ball. So we're looking forward to talk to him. He is in Atlanta right now. He got major things going on, major projects and events. So I look forward to talking to him, doing big things, doing major things in the A.
ATL.
Yes. So we will be talking with him in just a few. Right now, I want to get to a little music. We've been playing some hot stuff tonight. You know, I had to take it back a little bit. That's, you know, I always like to go back to, I'm a little old school, so I always like to go back. But right now, I'm going to take it all the way back. I know y'all remember that Mary J. Blige featuring Notorious B.I.G., Real Love, Bad Boy Remix.
Yes,
y'all
see, once
it
again,
out
for those who don't know, it's the sounds of the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G. I want to say what's up to Mary, and it's that Uptown Classic. Give it to him. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam. Take him uptown to the full of jam.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the Nikki Ray Show, the hottest show on. It is Throwdown Thursdays. We're getting it in tonight. We just talked with Emmy Award-winning Michelle Watson. Now we're getting up for our second half of the show, Mr. Justin Ball of GClassTV.com. So we're waiting on that interview, and we're waiting for him to come through. And we have a special co-host tonight, Ms. Tamara Chapman. Like I said, we're getting in every Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, you can listen to us several different ways because we are now on College Underground Radio. So shout out to College Underground Radio. We're getting it in 13,000 monthly listeners. And it's also heard throughout over 100 countries. And you can listen 24/7. So if you go click on College Underground Radio, you will see the Nikki Rich Show. And I want to let everybody know that we are also on 24/7, but to listen to a live show, you can listen from 7 to 9, Sunday through Friday. And you can go back and listen to all the episodes. And we're in iTunes. You can go to iTunes and search The Nikki Rich Show, or you can log on to our official website. We have an official website. It lists all our guests. We have links on there of our past shows from our past guests, as well as our services. It's a list of services and ways that you can contact Nikki Rich or my PR, Mocha Styles. And it's Mocha. You can reach her at Mocha Brand Media if you would like to be a part of the hottest radio station on the planet. Again, it's Mocha Brand Media on Twitter, or you could go to mochabrandmedia@gmail.com. And also, you can follow me at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter as well, or you can follow The Nikki Rich Show, which is at Nikki Rich underscore show. Again, that is at Nikki Rich underscore show. And you can follow us there, and we will have all the information you need on those sites and on those pages. And we're on several different sites, like This Is 50. You can look up Nikki Rich, LinkedIn, as well as Global 14. I mean, we're everywhere, guys. We're everywhere. And I know you can also, like I said, go to our official site. But, Tamara, I know you have your Twitter page as well that you would like to give out. Let everybody know what your Twitter account is as well.
My Twitter account is Love for Charlotte NC. That's L-U-V, the number 4, Charlotte NC. You know, check me out. Follow me. That's the best way to contact me. I'm not like Nikki Rich. Nikki Rich is everywhere. But definitely, you know, hit me up on Love for Charlotte NC. And, you know, be happy to message back or, you know, anything like that. Just open communication is key.
And also, I was also speaking with Michelle again. You can follow Michelle Is Film on Twitter as well. Michelle Is Film. And that's her Twitter page. And like I said, we're getting geared up for our second half of the show. We're going to go right now to some more music. And, you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of good music. So we're going to go and we're going to play a quick commercial. And then we're going to go to some quality music. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Look up the 403 Mob.
Okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
.com.
My name is Carrie, I'm so very fly, oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. Hey, you can stay, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a switcher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Terry.
Couple of them down, yeah. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs.
we about to go and buy the bar up.
No song for sure, we ain't playing. Hang with no lame, walk insane.
Baby, where the party at?
Just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Be your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit. Don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind. All up in the clubs to have a good time.
Oh, hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
Carolina, getting it in, 7 to 9. It's Throwdown Thursdays. We bring in the hottest guests. Our first half, we had Emmy Award winning Michelle Watson. Right now, we have our second half of the show starting, and we have our special guest, Justin Ball, in the house, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, from G-Class. ENT, we're so welcome to have you. What's going on?
No, I'm just chilling, Nikki. What's good with you?
I'm glad to have you in the building, man. We are here with also with Tamara Chapman. She's in the building as well.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure of mine, too, to be here, you know.
Exactly. So, are you originally from Atlanta, Georgia?
No, actually, I'm originally from New York, but I was raised in Florida, you know.
Okay.
So I went from New York to Florida, you know, now I'm out here in the A doing my thing, so.
Yes.
All right.
You're young, you're doing big things. You're the CEO of G-Class Entertainment. Man, you got a major role. I mean, looking after everything, coordinating and managing, you know, providing all aspects of the service, including TV. How did you get started in that?
Well, Nikki, when it comes to entertainment, I actually started basically linking up with the Connects. I actually started modeling, really. Doing the model thing and just meeting different connects. I actually held on to them over time. And then after branching off into the modeling thing, I actually teamed up with a few people that I know offhand, a couple friends that, you know, was on the same thing. So, you know, we just put two and two together and just took it from there, you know.
Exactly. And we know you're an experienced marketer, and you currently attend the university for business. And marketing. You're no stranger to the business field.
I actually go to AIU for business right now, business administration. And I've really been on my business thing for a while now. I actually been business-minded since I was young, since I can remember. And since then, I've just been on my grind, you know. And I actually took G-Class. I actually came up with that idea of G-Class in 2005. And for everybody out there, G-Class stands for Get Cash Long As Still Standing, ENT. And after taking the concept, I just held it with me and, you know, took it to the point it's at now.
Exactly. Now, I know you have a passion and you enjoy what you do. The most thing that you enjoy doing right now as you pursue your passion?
There's really three things, Nikki, that I really enjoy doing. I would say first thing really is I really love doing the co-producing the Comcast TV show that comes on Channel 29 in the whole state of Georgia, and which comes on 12 o'clock at night, midnight on Fridays. I really enjoy doing that because that really allows me to show my artistic ability when it comes to, film and being able to work with a lot of different artists. And I think the second biggest thing, too, is just being able to, like, you know, be around a lot of people who's been putting in work for years and people that I used to watch on TV that I'm not able to work with, you know. So that's a big opportunity. But I feel the biggest, though, is just being able to provide opportunity. I always wanted to be in a situation where I can provide opportunity to other people. So being able to be the CEO and you know, the actual shoes that I'm in, I'm actually being able to, you know, when I'm able to provide, opportunity for someone else, that makes me feel good knowing that I can do that for other people and they're actually excited that I can actually provide the opportunity. So.
Wow, that's huge.
That's major.
Yeah. So, like, with all that, what keeps you motivated? You know, what keeps you striving?
What I would say keeps me striving and motivated is, it's crazy because I'm actually a self-motivated person, but I think just feeling like I have to achieve and just always wanting to hunger for more. Just seeing how how societies in general and how people go, you know, how people go about their life and, you know, how life can be a struggle, and it just makes me want to achieve. And really I owe it to my, you know, to my parents. I really, really give mad love to them because they put it in me, you know, that made me the person I am today, you know, so I really owe it to my parents. So I give them that, and obviously I can't do it without God too, so. You know, so that's really what keeps me motivated, you know. And I guess overall I'm a self-motivated person, so I just get up and the one thing that's on my mind is just, you know, going out there and getting it, you know.
Yes, yes. Listeners, you hear that. God, his parents, and self-motivated. That's huge. So huge.
Exactly. And I know you work with some heavy hitters. I know you've been working with heavy hitters, different events. Just to name a few, let us all know who you've worked with in the past.
I had the privilege of working with Rocco, doing some stuff with 2 Chainz, Yo Gotti, Waka Flocka and his camp, Woo the Kid, which is also on Brick Squad, Slim Duncan, which is also on Brick Squad, Akon, Toya, off the Toya show, Killer Mike, who else? It's Shorty Lowe. It's a list of them actually. I'm actually trying to think back to everybody. You know, it's crazy. Ludacris. Yes, it's actually a few of them. I actually had the privilege to work with. Larger than what I actually thought. Now that I think about it, Lil Chucky. Yeah, so it's a pretty huge list. I've actually gotten to work with a large amount of people Oh, as well as, now that I think about it, Rich Kids, on top of Rich Kids. Yeah, it's a list of them, actually. It's a lot of them. So, yeah, it's, you know, I thank God every day for that. And I actually wanted to shout out my son, too. My son's what keep me going, too. So, you know, shout outs to my son, so.
Okay, all right. Is there anyone, you're talking about some of the people that you worked with in the past, is there anyone, you know, upcoming or in the future that specific that you would like to work with? Just somebody in general?
Okay, coming up, I know that there's actually a lot of artists that I want to work with and that I plan on working with in the near future and then, you know, in the future to come. Some of the artists that I really want to work with on the music tip would be Jay-Z, Eminem, Kanye. I would like to do some stuff with Fabulous, J. Cole, Wale, Rick Ross. And now that I think about it, when it comes to the HHTV, there's a lot more artists we actually featured on the show too as well. Like we actually got Rick Ross on there, Gilly the Kid. Once again, Waka, I did a lot of projects with his camp. So pretty much, you know, that's pretty much, and there's, you know, there's a lot, there's actually a lot of others out there, some singers too. Like, I want to be able to work with Keisha Cole, Carrie Hilson, and, you know, Alicia Keys and Beyonce, the best of them, you know.
The best of the best, yes, yes.
Excuse me, say it again?
I said, yeah, sounds like the best of the best.
Uh-huh, so, yes.
Yes. Now, I want to know, since you've been pursuing your passion, have you faced any challenges, any, you know, that have made you stronger right now and where you are today?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's always going to be challenges in this game, and I've actually faced different challenges ranging from it's just been a few things. Basically, you know, I go to school, so I got to try to, you know, do my business around school and just keeping up with certain dates as well as, you know, just the normal things that goes on every day in, you know, the normal life. But what keeps me going and to see, you know, outside of these adversities is you're always going to have an end goal in mind. And I already see the bigger picture, and I've already, you know, I have the bigger picture in my head. So that's what kind of keeps me going. It's just striving for success and just wanting more out of life, you know. So I would say that's what keeps me going. And, yeah, I've had different adversities, even coming down to last week. It's crazy, but even up until last week, just some crazy stuff happened with involving some of the stuff that has to do with my business. But in the end, I just remain strong and, you know, I always put what needs to go first. So in the end, you know, as long as you got that end goal in mind and you already know what you're reaching for, then you always should achieve and you always will achieve. So.
Exactly. Now, what can we expect from you? Do you have any upcoming projects that you are working on or that we can expect in 2012?
Yeah, I actually got a couple projects going on. We just filmed another episode of HHTV, which will be on Channel 29 on Friday night. I interviewed a couple up-and-coming artists, and one of the artists will be Drop Sinatra. He's based in Atlanta, and one of his producers. And then also I'm a CMO. I'm a chief marketing officer of a record label called Still Young Entertainment. And with that record label, my friend, the CEO, he's actually doing a lot of projects, so we can expect some videos with him coming up. Other than that, I got a couple events coming up on the 16th. I got a red carpet event at the Grammy Award-winning Ludacris restaurant. So shout out to Ludacris, and actually have an event after that with a couple major labels that I'm going to be in, and which is also a privilege. Now, I think for 2012 we should look out for short films by G Class. I'm getting into making 15-minute to 30-minute films. They got for more interviews. I will be, towards the middle of the year, next year, I will be getting into my album because I also do music as well. So we could look out for some tracks from my album, you know. And other than that, you know, just grinding, you know, and making appearances. And, you know, if everything goes right, obviously we'll see a lot more of G-Class, you know, all over the place. So another project I'm currently working on is I'm actually building a portfolio when it comes to models, because I'm putting together a strong promotional team on modeling end. And with that project, I'm looking to, you know, provide my services of modeling for, you know, provide jobs for women who's looking into the modeling scene, you know, whether they have experience or not, and just being able to provide an opportunity. So there's a lot of stuff coming up with G-Class. I just want everybody to pay attention. You can see all the upcoming events on gclasstv.com. And, you know, you can follow me on Twitter from my website. You can also follow me on Facebook from my website as well. So.
I like your grind. You are steady grind.
With that album, with that new upcoming album that you're going to put out, the Nikki Rich Show has to have you back.
Exactly.
Definitely, you know. Shout out to Nikki. She's doing her thing. I appreciate it, you know. It's all love.
Yes. Well, you already know we're going to be working together. You know, we get it in. It's the Carolinas.
You already know. We got a lot of projects, and we live in here. You already know, live, direct, and effect. And I got a lot of listeners on the radio right now, you know.
Oh, man, you got a ton of listeners. It's crazy. It's heavy right now for all those that are tuned in right now. If you want to talk to Justin right now, you just press that 1 because, man, he got the lines and the chat room. We got a chat room. For those who don't know, the chat room is heavy. It's crazy right now. Our chat room is blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And it's blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air. It's Nikki Rich. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
Yo, what up?
What's going on?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, Josh, what up? It's your Minotti. What's good?
It was good, Verse. You already know. We just grinding out here, man, on these streets. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
You feel me, showing your love?
Yeah, of course. I got to. You know, we was in the struggle together. For y'all that don't know, that's my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and him, we was in the struggle together. You know, we both made it out. He went his way, I went mine. You know, shout out to the survivors. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going through the struggle right now, but... You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there in the A tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? For everybody that want to show love, you know, come through to the bus station, man, the Greyhound bus terminal. My boy just going to be there. He going to be there. So, saying shout out to everything that he's doing. I'm an up-and-coming artist myself. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the up-and-coming artists.
All right. Let us know your Twitter ID.
Follow me at Twitter, Verse Minotti. You can also follow me at Facebook, Facebook/Verse Minotti. You know, I'm gonna be all over. You know, I'm gonna be working with Just. We're gonna be doing some big things, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to God, for real. You know, God's done some amazing things in our, you know what I'm saying? Back and forth again and again. So we here. We linking back up tomorrow, so you see how it is.
All right. Much love to you.
Thank you. So everybody listening
all
to
all right,
me,
man.
I just want to...
That's real right there.
Yeah, so Nikki, I just want to say a couple more things. Everybody that's listening, I appreciate the love. I appreciate you tuning in. Like I said, log on to gclasstv.com. You can leave comments on the blog page. We're always looking for new input, different ideas. So it's open, you know, to the public, and we want people to know that we're willing to take opinions and everything. Also, for everybody, you know, the Twitter's JBall_GClass. That's JBALL, JBall_GClass. And you can follow me on Twitter from the website as well. You know, Facebook's on there too. That's facebook.com/JBall99. We get it in. Mm-hmm. You already know.
You already know. We getting it in, man. We here live with Justin Ball of G-Class Entertainment. And you doing so many things right now. And we just want to commend you for everything that you got going on. And at the same time, you're succeeding. You know, no matter what you're going through, you are succeeding. And that's how you got to do. You got to keep pushing from now until 2012. You just got to keep going and doing what you're doing. So evidently you're doing something right, because guess what? You're here on the Nikki Rich Show, so our paths met for a reason.
That's what it is, Nikki. I appreciate it. Appreciate the love, you know.
Yes, much love. Well, we're going to wind things down. We just want to say thank you for being our guest tonight, and we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Okay, cool. Nikki, just one, I can say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just, for everybody listening, like I said, tune into the channel, Channel 29, but I got some new videos coming out that I currently did. I just went to a mixtape release party with DJ Smalls. Oh, yeah, the big homie DJ Smalls. That's my dude, too. You know what I mean? We went to high school together and all that. He's hosting a dude named Yayo's mixtape, a rapper named Yayo, not Tony Yayo, but just Yayo, you know. So he out there doing this thing. So we in the A, you know, we just grinding. So stay tuned for them videos. They should be up on the website pretty soon. And we in here, you know. So look out for G-Class. Get Cash Long is still standing. We in the building. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Do your thing, bro. Thank you again.
So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. First nigga gotta find you. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know that, don't shit fade. And as we go, 0 for 82, when I look at you like this shit crazy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, this we here. Tony Wright, that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick tock. All the mods that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. What's also hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. What's also hard, let's get faded. Libraries for like 6 days. Gold bottles, soul models, spilling ace on my 6 J's. What's also hard, bitch, behave. Just might let you meet gay. Shot town, T-Rose, moving the next, BK. What's also hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crazy. That shit crazy. That shit crack.
What's all so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me?
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style. And show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot.
That she crack.
That she crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
This filet.
Ball so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Bougie girl, grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, you don't wanna dance. She's my friend, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right. If you ask me, cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my nigga? Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means.
What's up with all y'all true niggas?
Eddie,
true heads.
Kevin Miller.
This your motherfucking colonel. Of the motherfucking team.
What's up, big vibes, nigga?
I got C Murder with me.
LD.
Silky Shocker.
Big Mo.
Big B. You know what?
Big Man.
We No Limit Soldiers.
Big Pope.
We No Limit Soldiers.
Mr. Servo.
We No Limit Soldiers.
Big X.
your mind right.
Cain and Abel.
Bitch, get your mind right.
Charles Gregory.
We know
you.
All
you.
All y'all motherfuckers.
Nigga, I'm busting me low, but I'm hitting them down with jokes. Y'all niggas on the rope, got your hoe on the scope. Bitches watching me, jocking me, niggas blocking me, cocking, cause I'm the hardest motherfucker out here rocking. I got the game in shades, got the niggas in blaze. I got them hoes on the raid, because the nigga getting paid. I got niggas from coast, slinging my dope. Got niggas and G's and rolling keys to record store, get paid with fatals. Niggas hard and tails, niggas turning the tables, but niggas living like potatoes. Get chopped up in gangs, niggas running my name. Master P up in chains, Izzy Davies a man, but I be busting, hustling. Niggas ain't trusting, I'm a soldier. That's why niggas ain't trusting no bitch or no nigga, hoe or no sucker, fiend or no clucker, but ready to hustle with boulders. Bigger than your shoulders, running from the rollers, gone on that doja. Cowards despise, soldiers we ride, killers with attitudes, but ready to die. Cause chickens get plucked, hoes get fucked, turkeys get stuck, and niggas get cut. Ready for combat, my gap with my whole hat, strapped with my crew and my niggas in all that. Down for whatever, niggas straight routed. Ask any mother from America, they'll tell you we bout it. Soldiers out there tank, bustin', don't think. Lose your life, you blank. Fucking with them soldiers on that tank.
Cause we no limit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
We no limit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
We no limit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
We no limit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
We no limit soldiers.
I thought I told you.
We no limit soldiers.
I thought I told
you. Let's get ready to rumble. Them niggas stumble. Hit them with left blow. Fuck it. Got death blow.
Ready to go to war?
Let's go. We chillin' that villa. Drug dealer and killer. Fuck it. No limit soldier. Now picture me folding down. Bill. I stay fucking true. Nigga, fuck it. Nigga, do ya. Nigga, I come to life and I skip all you bust like Freddy Krueger. Can't survive, nigga. Choose the game, nigga. Stay on pulling trigger. Fuck up all y'all niggas. Cause so fucking deep are you. Represent, I thought you knew. Killer, killer, killer. That's all I be around. Nigga, fuck it, fool. About faith. There's no limit soldier.
One to
the two to the three.
Nigga, I try to
told
you.
Everybody quiet. While I load up this right. Now all my soldiers start fighting. It's time to go deep cover. Use a weapon like Danny Glover. Smother like Jelly. Ready. Go deep like Jim Kennedy. Fuck it all y'all bust. Open up y'all belly. Flame bitch, where we ain't. I heard we had drama, motherfucker. Put up the bed and now we try to take. That's all I wanted to be.
Drop top wrist, come on. In my bed, got them super size Gucci spreads.
pull up to the hood, stop and let them jock Gucci. Raw jock Gucci, cuz Gucci draws Gucci. Yeah, my boss a Breezy, foot with double G's. Gucci keychain, holding down my Gucci keys. Gucci down all the time in the summertime. I'm Gucci mine, you would think that was my clothing line.
Gucci Bandana, Gucci, Gucci Bandana. 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 Gucci Bandana, Gucci, Gucci Bandana.
Remix!
Woo! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
This the Armor Board remix. Woo! Meek Millie. Let's go!
I'm riding, riding by Hollywood side, right inside of my Beamer 760. I try me let off 60 times again. We got the city hiding, popping like it's supposed to be. Not Minaj and got no business standing close to me. So cold up ferocious, G. These things ain't a joke for me. Mind your business, watch your mind when you approaching me. I'm socially. I like them, I don't love them, no. Cold heart emotionally. Hat me where the ocean is. Riding in the ghost again. Slapping with a lot of spit and tushies. All of it. Calling shots, running. Hold some big money. Hear about my hustle, all these cowards on that funny. Rapping about a bunch of shit, you ain't even done it yet. You the one they gunning at, how I'm supposed to honor that? You all talk, dog, flowing, I ain't having none of that. I'm big boss, dog, floss all day and run it back.
Right, right, huh.
How we flipped it off the air. Blood rich gang, you know we filled it.
The money do swing behind the killing. Catch me uptown, putting it down. Moving all around, new fleets with my round. Touch another town, putting it all down. Pop 100 bottles, we wear the crown.
Them a clown. Them a clown.
I'm a boss.
Them a clown.
I'm a boss.
I play the jack. I call the call. We in the city. It's going down. Yeah, in the kingdom with my motherfucker crown.
You a boss, you a boss. 757 showers on it. Spent about 13 hours on it. 757 with the showers on it.
Woo!
We spent about 13 hours on it.
Woo!
MMG.
All right, all right. MMG, man, getting it in tonight. I'm going to go to one more quick song, and we're going to wind things down. We live. Tamara Chapman's in the building. She's been co-hosting. It's been crazy tonight, hasn't it, Tamara? We've been getting it in.
It's been real. It's been real. I hate to wind things down, you know? I'm just getting quiet. Well, we got to wind down now.
Yes, we're going to wind it down. I know. We're going to play one more song, and I see our calls are still flooding, so we're going to get to the callers as well. Right now, I mean, I just love this song right here. So we're going to go to this Lil Wayne featuring Drake, She Will.
Young money. Yeah. So. I tell her, now I don't pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a hairnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed deep. And today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while, and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. But she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. Yeah. I tell her.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in tonight. You were just listening to Lil Wayne featuring Drake, She Will. We have just got a call into the Nikki Rich Show. We have a special guest to come through. What's going on? Tell us your name and where you calling from. Let everybody know who you are.
What's good, everybody? This is your boy, Kenny Mack from Charlotte, North Carolina. Author, comedian, entertainer. What's good, Nikki?
Nothing much, nothing much. We here, me and Tamara. She's our guest co-host for tonight. We getting it in.
Hey, what's how up, you Tamara? Doing? Charlotte in the building. That's what's up.
I'm doing well. Y'all need to go out and cop my new book. It's called Women Are the New Men, Who's Game and Who. It's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and iUniverse. And you can go to my website, kingkennymac.com, and pick it up. But it's already done hit 1,000 copies sold. Well, it's over 1,000 now. It's 1,000 copies sold. And all I'm getting is good feedback from it.
All right. Kenny, I know you online, right? I know you see that chat room is crazy right now.
Nah, I can't get to it. I mean, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I think I might be Nikki Rich computer illiterate right now. So I'm trying to
it's blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. The chat room is crazy, man. Shout out to everybody in there representing. We got G Spot in the house, aka on Twitter. Tickle me.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a minute though, ain't you?
Since April, man. And I just became a feature host the other day, so I'm blessed, man. One day I went to go check to log on. And I saw feature. I was like, wow. You know, I was like, oh, my God. Right before I came on, so I was really hyped one day.
Congratulations. That's what's up. That means you making it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to start somewhere. You got to do it. You're doing it like it's supposed to be done. Create it yourself.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time. That's what you want to do. Create
your
own way.
She's
you
hardest
doing,
working
you,
woman in radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, you doing your thing, Kenny. Let everybody know what else you got going on. Any current projects you working on right now?
Right. Well, I'm actually working on my second book. I just came off doing 3 shows in 3 days, which was a blessing. It was hard, but you know what I'm saying? I got it in real hard. I got a show coming up next Thursday. At the Comedy Zone down in Greenville, South Carolina. I'll be hosting So we got I'm just keeping it moving, keeping the comedy going, keeping the books coming. I'm working on my second book right now. It's called The Perfect Mistake or whatever, and it's pretty much a relationship book. I got a character that's going to go from book to book. So I'm in talks right now with my homeboy down in Atlanta to see if we can go ahead and take that, not just a book, to a movie or something like that. So I'm trying to get it in, the slow grind, but you know what I'm saying? If you want success, sometimes you got to go make it yourself.
Great. Now, with your first book, did you do a mini tour or a tour within the region or anything like that when you did your first book?
Right now, basically what I've been doing, I've been combining it with my other business I have, you know what I'm saying? And so the sales been, the marketing on it been doing very well, been going very hard for me. So I did a couple book signings in Greensboro and down in Atlanta. But as far as trying to get it out, I'm trying to get it out to the other coast right now. So, you know what I'm saying, right now I'm mainly East Coast. I have a couple people overseas bought my book, you know, just checking the stats on it. But, you know, basically Facebook, Twitter, you know, those are the best marketing sites right now that if people not using it to market yourself, you're crazy.
Exactly.
Well, you're doing it right now because, like I say, we podcasting live. We're worldwide. We're on 2 networks. We're on College Underground Radio and The Nikki Rich Show right now. And The Nikki Rich Show, we are almost at our 10,000. So hopefully we'll be there tonight or tomorrow. But y'all best believe I will let you know that we're at our 10,000 listeners. But on the College Underground Radio, we have over 13,000 monthly listeners.
Wow.
So we're doing big things, and we're on both right now, and we're podcasting live right now. So you can go back after the show. You can download the podcast, The Nikki Rich Show, and or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and listen there.
Okay, that's what's up. Nikki, keep doing it big, man. What you going to be doing in Charlotte? You got anything popping off in Charlotte?
Oh, yeah, we got some big things popping off. We're teaming up with, I'm a part of the firm, which is Kevin A&R Shine. We're teaming up with Zaviri, with Blaze the Sage, different showcases, you know, that a lot of people was, you know, watching Charlotte and watching what's going on right now. So we got several events getting geared up. April the 5th is my anniversary, so within that month we're going to be doing something special for my anniversary. I'm also be hosting the red carpet at the Blackout Awards, and it's all sponsored by Queen Latifah CoverGirl. That's June the 12th. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that.
As well you should be. As well you should be. That sounds excellent, man. You keep doing your thing, man. You know, I just drop in, show you some love. I'm off tonight. I ain't working, so you know what I'm saying? I had to come through, give you a little love.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to come through and co-host, man. We got some heavy hitters next week. We got the cast from The Wire coming on next week. It's going to be crazy. We got Tone Trump, David Corey. They are in the XXL magazine, Urban Rock, you know. So we got some heavy hitters next week coming through. Tierra Marie on Love and Hip Hop. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not in. I got to be there. I'm on Wednesday and Thursday, so I'm going to try to come. I'm going to try to be there both nights. Just get on the mic, do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Have some fun.
Yeah, you should co-host. That'll be a hot show, man.
Alright, well that's what's up, man. Thanks for letting me have a little bit of time and say shout out my book.
Much love. You know we gotta represent and show support all day,
right.
Charlotte.
QC, man. And Tamara, thanks, man. Thanks for saying hello to me, even though we don't know each other.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Listeners, go get that book. Let's go get it.
Yeah, it's called Women Are the New Men, and it's at Barnes & Noble or either Amazon or iUniverse, or you can go to my website, kingkennymack.com.
And where they can follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter again?
My Twitter is / kingkennymack, so twitter.com/kingkennymack.
And he is crazy, y'all. Your tweets be crazy, wild. You be wilding out. Yeah, you do.
Real quick, Miss Nikki Rich, I was saying his next book tour, you know, tweet it to the Miss Nikki Rich show. We can know where you at and what you're doing, and, you know, she can retweet that. I mean, she got mad listeners. Well, you know that.
I definitely will.
Much love, and you welcome back. I'll be getting with you, you know, hitting you up on Twitter, and you know, sometime next week, you can co-host with us.
All right, that's cool. All right, thanks for the love. Peace.
All right. Man, Tamara, it's been such a pleasure tonight. We in overdrive right now. Any last words you would like to say, Tamara?
Well, just thank you for giving me the opportunity. I've enjoyed it. It has been real. Again, I'll just shout out my contact name. You can get at me at loveforcharlottenc. That's LUV, the number 4, CharlotteNC. Hit me up.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can follow the show on Twitter at NIKKIRICH_show. And if you would like to be a part of the show, you can email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, or you can contact our booking, which is Mocha@MochaBrandMedia. And that's at MochaBrandMedia. That's on Twitter. Or you can hit her up by email, MochaBrandMedia@gmail.com. And tomorrow we have a special guest, Jason804, will be in the house, and it's going down. Y'all stay tuned. Next week on Monday we have the cast of The Wire. Tuesday we got Tierra Marie. Wednesday we have a Vixen coming through, and Thursday we got Tone Trump and David Corey. And on Friday, we got some more of the cast from The Wire coming on. So y'all definitely got to stay tuned in. it's going down next week. So be sure and stay tuned in. And I want to let everybody know that we are on air Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/TheNickyRich Show. And we wind things down here. And I want to thank everybody again. It's been much, much, much love here on the Nicky Rich Show. I'm Nicky Rich, the CEO. And I'm out.